Test 3. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You overhear a man arranging an interview over the phone. Who is he talking to? A. His boss. B. A customer. C. An agent.
Ah, good morning. I'm phoning on behalf of Marketing International. We're acting as agents for a car manufacturer. We believe that you, as a car owner, might be interested in a new model which the company is bringing out later this year. Yes, your details were sent to my boss from the garage where you bought your present car. Everyone who takes part in this survey has the chance to win a new car. All we ask you to do is to answer a few questions. It will take about 15 minutes. That's great! Right, first question. Ah, good morning. I'm phoning on behalf of Marketing International. We're acting as agents for a car manufacturer. We believe that you, as a car owner, might be interested in a new model which the company is bringing out later this year. Yes, your details were sent to my boss from the garage where you bought your present car. Everyone who takes part in this survey has the chance to win a new car. All we ask you to do is to answer a few questions. It will take about 15 minutes. That's great! Right, first question.
2. You hear a girl talking about a sports injury. How did she injure herself? A. She fell over. B. She hit a post. C. She hurt her arm.
It was so stupid. I've been playing netball for years, and apart from a few falls when I've bruised my arms or legs quite badly, I have never ever run into anything or anyone before. It was such a good match, but we were one goal down and we only had about 5 minutes left. So I caught the ball, turned to shoot it into the net, and didn't realise how close I was to the post. The next minute, wham! I'd knocked myself out. It was so stupid. I've been playing netball for years, and apart from a few falls when I've bruised my arms or legs quite badly, I have never ever run into anything or anyone before. It was such a good match, but we were one goal down and we only had about 5 minutes left. So I caught the ball, turned to shoot it into the net, and didn't realise how close I was to the post. The next minute, wham! I'd knocked myself out.
3. You hear a woman talking to a mobile phone company. What is she told to do? A. Take her phone back to the shop. B. Charge the battery for longer. C. Return her phone to the company.
Good morning. You're through to Maria. How can I help you?
I need to talk to someone about my mobile phone.
Can you tell me the problem, please?
Well, I bought my phone about 4 weeks ago and I think there must be something wrong with the battery. Even if I charge it up every night, I only seem to get about 10 minutes talking time. I took it back to the shop, but they didn't want to know.
Oh, that sounds strange. The shop should really deal with it. We'll let you have a special envelope so you can send it back to us and we'll check the battery for you.
Right. Thanks.
Good morning. You're through to Maria. How can I help you?
I need to talk to someone about my mobile phone.
Can you tell me the problem, please?
Well, I bought my phone about 4 weeks ago and I think there must be something wrong with the battery. Even if I charge it up every night, I only seem to get about 10 minutes talking time. I took it back to the shop, but they didn't want to know.
Oh, that sounds strange. The shop should really deal with it. We'll let you have a special envelope so you can send it back to us and we'll check the battery for you.
Right. Thanks.
4. You overhear two business people trying to arrange a meeting. What do they decide to do? A. Postpone their meeting. B. Meet at the weekend. C. Cancel their meeting.
So, how are you fixed? Can you make next week?
It's not easy, but I could manage an evening.
Evenings are difficult for me, so I'd rather keep to a morning or afternoon.
How long do you think we'll need? About 2 or 3 hours, I guess.
At least. I suggest we put this off, unless you can manage the weekend.
You must be joking. Weekends are out. OK, this will obviously have to wait, although it's essential that we deal with it face to face.
So, how are you fixed? Can you make next week?
It's not easy, but I could manage an evening.
Evenings are difficult for me, so I'd rather keep to a morning or afternoon.
How long do you think we'll need? About 2 or 3 hours, I guess.
At least. I suggest we put this off, unless you can manage the weekend.
You must be joking. Weekends are out. OK, this will obviously have to wait, although it's essential that we deal with it face to face.
5. You hear a recorded message about hospital visiting times. What advice is being given? A. Visitors can get a meal if they want. B. Visitors should avoid coming by car. C. Visitors must register on arrival.
Welcome to the Royal Hospital Visitor Information Service. If you plan to visit a friend or relative in hospital and are travelling by car, please allow plenty of time. There is limited car parking space at the hospital, so you may find it more convenient to use public transport. On arrival at the hospital, please check the information board at the front of the main entrance. This will give you directions to the wards. If you have a long journey and should wish to purchase light refreshments, there is a small snack bar to the left of the entrance. If you wish to find out about the condition of a relative or friend, please press 1. Welcome to the Royal Hospital Visitor Information Service. If you plan to visit a friend or relative in hospital and are travelling by car, please allow plenty of time. There is limited car parking space at the hospital, so you may find it more convenient to use public transport. On arrival at the hospital, please check the information board at the front of the main entrance. This will give you directions to the wards. If you have a long journey and should wish to purchase light refreshments, there is a small snack bar to the left of the entrance. If you wish to find out about the condition of a relative or friend, please press 1.
6. You hear a woman talking about being a pianist. What does she dislike most about her career? A. The loneliness. B. The hours of practice. C. The travelling.
The thing is that however much you practice, you know you can always practice more. I got used to that at music college, and you learn to discipline yourself to practice at least 6 to 8 hours a day. There are days, of course, when it's more difficult than others, but it's sitting there for hours by myself that is worse. And then the same is true when you're performing and you have to stay overnight in a hotel. It's very rare that concert organisers will pay for anyone else to be with you. The thing is that however much you practice, you know you can always practice more. I got used to that at music college, and you learn to discipline yourself to practice at least 6 to 8 hours a day. There are days, of course, when it's more difficult than others, but it's sitting there for hours by myself that is worse. And then the same is true when you're performing and you have to stay overnight in a hotel. It's very rare that concert organisers will pay for anyone else to be with you.
7. You hear a man talking about a lecture he attended. How did he feel during the lecture? A. Bored. B. Cross. C. Confused.
I thought it was going to be interesting, and I suppose it was in many ways. I've always found this particular lecturer to be really good, and space travel is his thing, after all. It's how he made his name. But what he said was so complex that I was lost before we were even halfway through. And quite a few people around me were whispering that they couldn't follow either, and they sounded quite irritated. I guess I'll have to buy his book and read and reread it until I understand what he was saying. I thought it was going to be interesting, and I suppose it was in many ways. I've always found this particular lecturer to be really good, and space travel is his thing, after all. It's how he made his name, but what he said was so complex that I was lost before we were even halfway through. And quite a few people around me were whispering that they couldn't follow either, and they sounded quite irritated. I guess I'll have to buy his book and read and reread it until I understand what he was saying.
8. You hear a woman talking about a relative. Who is she complaining about? A. Her mother. B. Her sister. C. Her daughter.
I don't know what's wrong with her. Whatever I do, she always finds something to grumble about. If it's not me, then it's my brother or her sister who's done something to upset her. I try to be patient because we'll all be old one day, and I know that since her operation, she gets tired very easily. The other evening, I left work late, so I didn't get round to seeing her. The phone was ringing when I got home, and of course, it was her complaining that most daughters would make the time to call in and not work such long hours. I don't know what's wrong with her. Whatever I do, she always finds something to grumble about. If it's not me, then it's my brother or her sister who's done something to upset her. I try to be patient because we'll all be old one day, and I know that since her operation, she gets tired very easily. The other evening, I left work late, so I didn't get round to seeing her. The phone was ringing when I got home, and of course, it was her complaining that most daughters would make the time to call in and not work such long hours.
That's the end of part one.